What's going on, Giants fans? Emma Kafton here, and on this episode, we'll take a look back at the second week of OTAs and preview what's coming up for Big Blue. Your two-minute drill starts now. Before the players returned to the field for OTAs, the Giants had their annual golf outing in Westchester, New York. The players and coaches had a lot of fun playing golf and supporting the Giants Foundation. Long snapper Zach Diassi challenged one of his fellow team captains, Eli Manning, to a putting contest. Let's check it out.
Eli and I are going to have a little putting competition. This usually doesn't end well for you, does it?
I think I'm feeling good today. I like my chances. All I've seen you putt before.
Well, that's fair.
Noonan. Oh, see ya.
No. That one.
Exactly.
Miss.
I got a little back. I got a little backstop too.
Incoming.
Go in the hole. Go in the hole. That was even a competition.
And there you have it. The things I do for you guys.
You can watch the full video on Giants.com and see how the other guys fared. On Friday, the Giants hosted Tom Coughlin's J-Fund Sunday Blitz. Families with children battling cancer were invited to Quest Diagnostics Training Center. They took a tour of the facility, participated in drills and demonstrations, and of course, enjoyed some yummy ice cream. We look forward to this fun event every single year. But speaking of Sunday Blitz, Justin Pugh will host his second annual football camp in Pennsylvania this weekend. We caught up with Justin after practice, and he seems pretty excited.
So I got my camp coming up on Sunday, ages 8 to 13. Free camp for kids, do it in my hometown. Really, it's just to get kids out, get kids active. And for me, just give them a little bit of wisdom. I talk to them about goal setting, dreaming big, about nutrition. And if I can impact, you know, a few kids every year, it's awesome for me.
Justin will be taking over our Snapchat on Sunday, so be sure to check that out. That's all I have for you this week. I'll see you guys next time.